Thank you so much.
So you're sort of first time here in Buffalo, but you've been to Western New York before because you performed at Darien Lake this summer.
Yes, I did. But this is my first time around this area. I haven't really explored at all. I'm usually just in the venue.
I know you're exploring some chicken wings later. We were talking about this earlier. You said you wanted to get some buffalo wings, and I said, no. You just got to call them wings, otherwise people are going
to
look at you crazy.
I just wanted to have authentic buffalo wings. I wasn't trying to step on anybody's toes.
Hot, medium, or mild? That's what they're going to ask you.
Hot, medium, or mild?
Yeah. So how spicy do you want your wings?
Medium.
Medium, okay.
My life is medium.
So you got a lot of things going on in your life right now. Of course, the big TV show on Disney, Girl Meets World.
Yeah. Well, we finished filming it, so we're on hiatus right now from our third season, and we aired those episodes are airing right now. But I just released my new album, Evolution, which is my sophomore album. I've been writing it since last year, and it's amazing to see how everyone has been, you know, because it was a change from the first album.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really exciting.
How do you find time to work on music and that sort of aspect of your life in between all of your other things?
It's easy because music fills every single space, you know.
Find those moments.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it's with me wherever I go, you know. It's kind of, it doesn't really leave my side.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that made it a lot easier writing the record. And also, I feel like if I was just stuck in a studio for, you know, the whole duration of writing, I wouldn't find any inspiration. So the fact that I was doing all these other things while I was writing it kind of gave me a lot to write about. And it made for, you know, an album that I'm really proud of. And now I'm on my first tour, and it's really exciting.
Are you ever on a set and you're like, hang on a second, I got a thought, I just got to go write this down for a song?
All the
just
time.
Pause actually, for a second.
But here's the thing is I always have my, well, I shouldn't. Sometimes I have my phone, like in our, we have a classroom set. And so in my desk, I'll have my phone because a lot of the times is when I'll think of a melody. So I just like record it really quick in between takes and it's easy. Yeah, it's awesome.
So between this tour and everything else going on, when you get a break,
mm-hmm.
which I was looking at your schedule, it's like you got like 5 days in a row
like,
currently.
It's like, what's that?
What's your number one thing you do when you have just a day off?
A day off? It depends on where I am because most of the time my day off, especially on tour, my day off is somewhere where there's
driving
like,
to the next day.
It's driving to the next day or there's nothing around, you know, and we're in a town that I've never been before. So
mm-hmm.
I'll usually just try to find like the nearest like running trail and like run and you know wherever we are but we go to the movies like with the band. I'll do stuff like that. I mean just have fun, just do stuff that everybody else does.
When you're in the studio, is there anything interesting you bring in with you to you know create that zen space?
It's hard. I don't really love windows. Like, okay. I'm not fond of them in the studio, but I do like going outside to write. So, like, there's a lot of studios where, you know, outside there's, like, a koi pond and stuff, and it's weirdly, you know, mellow. So, that's always good for inspiration.
Let's talk about the single Thumbs.
Yeah.
Just had our performance. You can see the videos on our website, kiss95.com. You'll notice everyone singing along. Does that happen pretty much everywhere you go?
You know what? I think the craziest thing so far about being on, you know, my own tour, my first tour, was that every single person knows the lyrics. The album's been out just for a month now. And so I was worried going on this tour that, you know, not everyone's going to know the lyrics to this song and they know every single word every night. And I think this song, like I said, I gave a little intro before I sang it, was that the song was just a different meaning. And it's something that I haven't heard before. And it's a unique way of saying that, you know, we need to start being unique. So I'm very, very proud of the song. And I think I can't ever get it out of my head. So that's a good thing.
In studio this afternoon with Sabrina Carpenter, Disney star, out on her world tour, not really world tour, national tour, crisscrossing the country.
It's my first U.S., but we're getting around the world, yeah.
And big show tonight, Buffalo Iron Works. Limited amount of tickets available now if you want to go and snap those up from Buffalo Iron Works. Let's play Thumbs. How about
let's
that?
Let's do it. Thumbs up.
It's on Kiss 98.5. That's Thumbs, Sabrina Carpenter on Kiss 98.5 in studio this afternoon for her big show tonight at Buffalo Iron Works. Some exciting things on the future. You can't talk about them, but we're going to be seeing a lot of you in 2017.
Yes, I will be in the world, I think.
Final question.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like knowing Corey and Topanga?
You know what's so funny is they're just like family to me. They're not mom and dad. They're mm-hmm. definitely, because they're too young to be mom and dad.
Yeah.
But they're some of the best people you know and great directors, which I don't think a lot of people know that. They direct most of our show and they're incredible.
In studio this afternoon, Sabrina Carpenter on Kiss 98.5.